Hare Krishna. Very nice to see you all here in Sri Dham Mayapur. The use of these buildings, the best use of these buildings to impart the knowledge that Prabhupada has given. Prabhupada wanted devotees to come to the Dham. He wanted devotees to come to India to learn about the culture, and specifically to the Dham, to learn about Krishna consciousness. It's significant that this course is being opened on the disappearance day of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who was approached by the greatest scholar of his time, in a time when there were scholars, which is why I always wince time to time. People say, I'm a scholar. I know some scholars. And I know of the culture in the past where there were scholars, but there was a time when there was such scholarship we can hardly imagine. Prabhupada gave us everything in his books. There are many details and much argument which is at the center of Vedic culture, philosophy and scholarship. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was preaching in an era where the Vedic scholarship was still very strong. He had to contend with that. And also the modern empiric knowledge, as he mostly preferred to refer to it. That was also a very strong and increasing influence in society. So on both sides, he was a scholar of such proportions that no one could stand before him. He was sent by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to take initiation from Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who, from the external viewpoint, was not a scholar. Although, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, all the conclusions of the Vedas are included in a particle of dust from his lotus feet. And actually he was expert in Siddhanta. He gave all Siddhantas to those who would come. His life is Siddhanta. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his youth, apparently being more of so much interested in astronomy and mathematics, and actually brilliant in many fields, and approaching Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj for Vaishnavi Diksha, demonstrates how knowledge is always subordinate to devotion based on surrender. Actual knowledge is a result of one of the sons of bhakti, produced from bhakti. So bhakti shastri course doesn't mean that we're going to learn and amass information and sort of classify it all out in our brains and press a button and bhakti will come out. It's a different approach to that. The whole approach to acquiring knowledge is completely different to that in which we have been trained. You learn something and then you know it. But the devotional method of learning as Srila Prabhupada said, means understanding means to stand under. Whereas the empiric method is, one acquires knowledge with the endeavor to overlord, to become the, then you get a degree, master of science, master of arts, master of business administration. You become a master. But Vaishnavism begins with being a servant, and one can learn how to be a better servant. One can learn the glories of Krishna to increase one's desire to surrender to Him. Bhakti is based on faith and surrender. The two go together. Lord Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita His opulences to induce followers of Arjuna to take up His instruction to surrender to Him. Why should we surrender if we don't have faith, if we're not convinced of the greatness of Krishna? Srila Prabhupada, in his introduction to Bhagavad Gita as it is, quotes, Sarvam eta vritam manye yam nam vadasi keshava. Arjuna says, I accept everything that you say, O Krishna. So that is the conclusion which we should walk in with and have that reaffirmed. As Srila Prabhupada also states in his introduction to Bhagavad Gita as it is, that one should at least theoretically accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, what's the use of learning from Him? So this is the devotional approach, that we go in with our heads bowed down, and we learn why we go in with heads bowed down. If we bring the empiric process and think that instead of sarvam eta vritam manye, I don't accept everything. The modern method of learning glorifies the eclectic method. You learn something here, you learn something there, you mix it all up, and you come up with your own take on reality. Learning or studying Bhakti Shastri is not at all like that. That will simply create disaster. If we think, I'll mix up what I've learned with, well, there are also so many other good things, so many other people. Krishna says this, and someone else says that, and I can't really relate to what Krishna says here, so maybe this is better, or we can get some light on this from some conditioned person. Then it all becomes worse than useless. Because actual knowledge, if not accepted with the principle of surrender, the principle of bhakti, then if bhakti is, or if something is represented as pure devotion but isn't, it may appear to be, because one may have knowledge of bhakti, but he hasn't actually surrendered, then he becomes a cheater. There's so many bogus sampradayas who have knowledge of Shastra, but because they have not surrendered to Krishna in their hearts, then they are using that knowledge to mislead others. So, as Prabhupada says in his introduction to Bhagavad Gita as it is, we have to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We also have to accept that Prabhupada is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is fully empowered to deliver that knowledge to us. And we should accept the teachers in as much as they elucidate what Prabhupada has given to us. Unfortunately, in our movement at the present time, there is a strong tendency towards trying to judge the Shastra and Srila Prabhupada's teachings in terms of modern thinking, which is an attempt to render it all useless. So we should accept that Prabhupada, what he has given us, is the absolute truth. We need to study what Prabhupada has given us through the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Followers of Srila Prabhupada means those who accept Sarvameta Vitang Manye Yang Mang Vadasi Prabhupada. Then our Bhakti Shastri course will be successful. Otherwise, it will be worse than useless. So please, at the beginning, have this understanding that we have to stand under Prabhupada and not stand over him, and or think that we can rub shoulders with him. Rather, we should accept this knowledge in actual humility and submission, and in this way become enlightened. Hare Krishna.